having the real experiences beyond being called a Christian, you must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an officer. You were sent as an occupational troop to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to build on the earth.
Thanks to the Father of light, with whom there is no darkness, no shadow of turning. Oh, give him glory, give him praise. Praise him, praise him. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the God of all flesh. Praise the Father of all spirit, with whom there is no impossibility. Light and darkness are before him. Father, we give you glory. We give you glory. We bless you this morning. Oh, we honor you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for the beauty of your holiness that is with us. Oh, let the people praise him. Let the people praise thee, O God. Then shall the earth yield our increase. The Lord our God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. We give you glory. We give you glory. Blessed be the God who has been our dwelling place to all generations. We thank you, Father. We honor you this morning. For we are the circumcision that worship God in the Spirit, that rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. We thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you because your word is coming to us good. Thank you because there is no wickedness in you. There is no unrighteousness with you. You are good all the way. And your word says in the last days, men will come into the knowledge of your goodness. We thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your beauty. Thank you for your blessings. Spirit of God, we ask for your supply. We ask for the bountiful supply of life. Life to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Can we please sit down? God bless you. We're just going to the word briefly so we can pray today's communion service. Can you turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1? 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's read from verse 1. Simon Peter, a bond servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. As his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these we may become partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Amen. Peter was writing to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. To those who have received what? A like precious faith. So our faith before God is precious. It's a grace and peace be multiplied. Keep this, can you play, please? It's a grace and peace be multiplied unto you. How? Through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you have obtained the righteousness of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, God knows that your faith is precious in his sight. That means God knows that your faith can deliver. It means God has faith and confidence in your faith. He believes in your faith. He calls your faith precious. It means no matter how little your faith is, in the eyes of God, your faith can produce. So he calls your faith precious in his sight. And so he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Grace and peace be multiplied through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. All things that we need for life and for godliness has been given to us. He said, whereby is given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, so that by these you may become partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption that is in this world through lust. It means it is possible to journey through time and not be a victim of the corruption that is in this world. It means it is possible to be in time and not be a captive of the corruption that is in this world. And so God says it is through his promises, it's through his words that he gives to us that we are called to be partakers of his divine nature. It means it is by receiving the word of God, believing the word of God, acting the word of God, that you step into the reality of his immortality. That you step into the reality of his divine life. He's giving to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. But how are we going to access these things? It says through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And how do we come into the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ? We access the knowledge of God through the precious promises that has been given to us. It means everything that God has said in his word is a precious promise. And if we lay hold of this promise and walk with them, we will step out of the limitation of mortality. We will step out of the constraint of time and become partakers of the power of the age to come. It's a grace and peace is multiplied to you. It means our grace, the supply of the Spirit of God, the workings of God, can multiply towards us. But this comes through the knowledge of God. Through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? His divine power has given to us everything that we need for life and godliness. He's given us his word so that we can be partakers of his divine nature. The word divine in that context talks about the life, the realm of deity. You know, ancient Greek methodology believes that Hercules partook of the nature of Zeus. And so if you watch movies like Troy and all of that, you see that that guy was superhuman. It means it's not only in the gospel, in the New Testament, that men started believing that mortal men can partake of the nature of a deity. They believe that Hercules was a partaker of the nature of Zeus. So he could not die like every other man. These are fallen men believing in partaking in the nature of a deity. But we know the truth. We can walk in time and be partakers of the nature of God, his divine nature. And the Bible says it is by this that we will escape the corruption that is in this world. We will escape the decay that is in this world. Why? Because we become partakers of his divine nature. Hallelujah. And so it is time for us to lay hold of the word of God. As a believer, don't let situation and circumstances around you define who you are. You are not defined by what you are going through. As a matter of fact, you are just going through because you come out at the other side of the tunnel. We are not defined by situations. We are defined by the word of God. The word of God defines the limit and the extent of our possibilities. And everything that is possible in God is possible to us. Because God walks by his word. God and his word
are one. And God has given us his word. And he says it is by exercising our like precious faith in his word that we become partakers of this divine nature. So you look around your life, you look around your family, you see situation that looks contrary to what God is saying. The Bible is saying, do not fix your focus on the situation. For we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen, they are temporal. It means they can fade away. But the things that our optical eyes cannot see, the scripture says they are eternal. They are irremovable. They are unchangeable. Everything God says is eternal. The word of God cannot fail. For heaven and earth may pass away, but God says not even a dot of his word will fail. For God has exalted his word above his name. That means God ties his integrity and his ability to his word. He ties what? Not only his ability, but his integrity to his word. And we serve a God that cannot fail. So when we lay hold of the word of God and make the word of God the frame of our reference in life, we are sure of victory. We can escape the corruption that is in this world. In Romans chapter 8 from verse 18, Paul was writing, he said, the sufferings of these present times are nothing to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us, with the glory that shall be made manifest through us. Whatever your eyes are seeing is nothing to be compared with the glory that God wants to reveal in you and through you. So you must look beyond what circumstance is. You must make the word of God your focal point. The word must become your focus. Because it is by laying hold of this word that will become partakers of his divine nature. Jesus looked at Peter in the boat when they saw him. They thought he was a ghost. He said, come. Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come. Jesus said, come. And the moment Peter hearkened to that word and acted, he started partaking of the divine nature. He started defiling the laws of physics, the laws of nature. He stepped out on the world. Peter did not walk on water. He walked on the word. It was the word that Peter walked on. Anybody can step out and sink, but it was the word that was the basis for Peter's action. He said, come, and he walked on the word. That's how we become partakers of the divine nature. We receive the word of God. We believe the word of God. We act it. So when Peter was writing, he began by placing emphasis on our like precious faith. Because our faith is connected to how much grace we access. Our faith is connected to how much peace, blessings, prosperity we access. So he started by making reference to those who have received like precious faith to us. Because our faith, which is a product of the revelation of God, is cardinal, is important if we are going to have grace multiplied. If we are going to have peace multiplied. If we are going to have the workings of God multiply in our lives. Hallelujah. It is time to war with the word. It is time to believe the word of God. For who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord to whom is the arm of the Lord made manifest? It means when we believe the word of God, what God says by his word will happen. The angel looked at Mary. Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you, and that which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. But you see, the angel also made reference. He said, blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things that are spoken by the mouth of the Lord. So what guarantees the performance? What guarantees the Holy Ghost coming upon you and the power of the highest overshadow you is that you believe the word. If you do not believe the word, the Holy Ghost will not come upon you. If you do not believe the word, the power of the highest will not overshadow you. So believing the word is key to walking in the supernatural. Believing the word, upholding the word, speaking the word is key to the release of the spirit. A In Genesis chapter 1, from the beginning, the Bible said God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, but you see, the Spirit of God was hovering upon the deep, but God had to speak. The action of the Spirit was dependent on the word. And God said, when God said, the Spirit went into action. So when we believe the word of God and we speak, the power of the Spirit is released to bring about a divine performance. So Peter began by placing emphasis on our precious faith. Because our faith is connected to the overflow of grace. It's connected to the supply of grace. It's connected to the peace we enjoy. It's connected to our partaking of the divine nature. It's by faith that we'll partake of his divine nature. It's by faith that we'll enter all that his divine power has made available for us. His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. But we will lay hold of the word, we will believe the word, and the power of the Spirit will be released to bring us into the reality of the divine, so that we can become partakers of the deity of God. Hallelujah. We hold on to the word. We hold on to everything the word of God says. When we come to the communion table, we come with an understanding. That it is not a religious ceremony. It's the provisions of the Lord for the church. It's one of God's means for us to partake of the divine nature. Jesus said, he that eats my flesh and drink my blood dwells in me and I in him. He said he will never die. You will never die. That's what Jesus says. Let your mind go wild. Where Jesus said, he that eats my flesh and drink my blood shall never die. He was not joking. He wasn't trying to hype us. He wasn't trying to excite us. He's speaking what is. You know, Pastor Peniel read the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I think chapter 10, verse 13. He said, there's no temptation that comes to you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted, to be tried beyond that which you are able to bear, but out of it he will make a way of escape. So God always has a way of escape. In every situation, there's a way of escape. You don't know how the way is going to open up, but if you believe God, there will be a way of escape. A way will come out where there is no way. You see, I can make a way in the wilderness. I can cause rivers to spring forth out of the dry land. So there's a way of escape in everything. Go to the next verse. Verse 14. It says, wherefore, my beloved, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Go to the next one. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The next verse. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? After Paul spoke about how that God is able to make a way of escape for us out of every situation we find ourselves, the next statement he made is flee from idolatry. My point is, what's the connection between the statement you just made and idolatry? And then he went further to say, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the body of Christ? What's the connection between fleeing from idolatry, the breaking of bread and the blood, and your ability to experience the escape of the Lord out of every temptation? There's a connection. Because blood steps us out of our humanity into divinity. Blood brings us to become partakers of the realm of deity. So how to escape out of every situation that seemingly looks great is to tap into the power of the blood. Ancient people understand the power of the blood. Every time they make sacrifice and the power of the blood comes to speak over them, they rise beyond their human limitation. So the blood of Jesus is shed for us so that we can step out of the realm of men and become partakers of his deity, partakers of his divine nature. And by that we will escape the corruption that is in this world. Why did he have to mention idolatry? because we are talking about blood here, idolatry is about the shedding of blood. There's nobody who says he's an idol worshiper and he doesn't shed blood. Because blood takes you into the realm of spirits. Blood is what gives spirit access into you. Many of the way people started idolatry in those days, they didn't even know. Maybe they had problem, a village, crisis and all of that, and they need help. They just begin to say, okay, gods of our fathers, wherever you are, come and help us. And they cut something and shed blood. Who told man that when you shed blood, spirits are invited? When a situation is involved that is beyond your limitation and blood is invoked, what you have done is that you have changed the game. You have taken the battle into the spirit realm. It has become the game of spirits. So the people who do not know God, when they find out they are faced with situations that is bigger than them and they need help, what do? They shed blood. That's idolatry. There are levels they tell you is chicken blood you need to shed. Some it can be animal. Some it can be human blood. Depend on the magnitude of the backing that you need from the spirit realm. So he said, for you, when you meet a situation that is bigger than you, don't go into idolatry. Flee from idolatry. That's how natural men receive help from the spirit realm. He said, you connect to the power of the blood. So he said, the bread that we break, is it not the body of Christ? The blood that we partake, is it not the cup of the blood of Jesus? So the blood of Jesus is actually what takes us from this realm, takes us from the limitation of our humanity to become partakers of the divine nature. So a man is not born again if he doesn't believe in what the blood of Jesus has accomplished. That's our introduction. That's our gateway into the divine, the blood of Jesus. Men who don't know God understand that blood is a doorway into the spirit realm. So a man can begin to shed blood. He's just shedding blood in a place. He doesn't even understand what he's doing. In no time, spirits are already summoned. He doesn't understand that his action is going to bring spirits. And so he can say some things and then go and find out the spirits are released to back up what he said. Of course, the spirit don't tell him the consequence of that involvement. But you see, if we function by the power of the everlasting covenant that is in the blood of Jesus Christ, Paul is saying that's our sure way of escape. Paul is saying we will escape beyond the corruption of this world. Because when we put our faith in the word, everything that the word brings to us is because of what the blood has done. So putting your faith in what the word of God says is because of the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus is the basis by which God relates to us. It is by the power of the blood that we are reconciled to God. Leviticus 17 verse 11, he said, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and the blood is shed on the altar for you to make atonement for your sin. It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. So the blood can atone for your infirmity. The blood can atone for your inadequacy. The blood can atone for your limitation, for your insufficiency, for your weakness. So every time you find a situation that you can't come out by yourself, and you begin to put your faith on the blood of Jesus and his finished works on the cross, you have changed the game. You have entered into the power of the divine. We live in Africa, we should understand the power of blood. A man wants to come out of a political position and he knows that he doesn't have what it takes to win in the natural. What does he do? He connects to an altar. He meets a demonic priest and they tell him the kind of sacrifice that he will need to offer. And he can offer, they say maybe bring a virgin, bring a little child. He offers that sacrifice and then a few days to election, his vibes start going everywhere. Suddenly the game changed. The people who said this guy is not qualified, suddenly they begin to vote for him. He comes out winning the election. You know what? He saw his inadequacy. He saw that this temptation, this situation he's faced with, there is no way for him to come out. And then he involved spirits. How did he involve spirits in the battle? By the shedding of blood. So we live in Africa where men rise beyond their human limitation by idolatry, by the shedding of the blood, by entering into partnership with spirits. So the Bible tells us that it's by the power of the blood of Jesus, it's by the covenant that is in the blood that we can partake of everything that God has promised us. For all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are what? They are yea and amen. Everything that God has said, it is consummated in Christ. And why is it consummated in Christ? Because of the blood. So you can step out of your limitation. You can rise beyond that which life offers you because of the power of the blood. You know, the blood is God's last card. In Egypt, God did all kinds of signs. Moses said, I will not let them go until the blood was invoked. That was a type of the blood of Jesus being shed. When the blood was shed, Pharaoh had no option but to let the children of Israel go. The blood is God's last card. When God wants to deliver us permanently from the power of Satan, he shed the blood of his son. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. So the blood consummates, seals every promise of God. So when we come to partake of the communion with understanding, we are saying this is the sealing of everything that God has said. Everything that God has ever said was sealed by the blood. Everything God will ever do for you, anything you think God can do, he has done it. He's been sealed in the blood. So when we come with understanding. We know that situation can change. The blood was shed. He died to take care of death. In his death, he destroyed him that has the power of death. The Bible says he rose from the dead. He has the keys to death and hell. So when we step into the power of the blood that is in the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus, God is saying we become partakers of the divine nature. When you put your faith in what Jesus has done because of the blood, sicknesses can vanish. Diseases can leave your body. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we were healed. There is nothing the blood did not handle. I didn't say there's nothing the blood cannot handle. I said there's nothing the blood did not handle. So the blood has handled it. The blood has taken care of sin. The blood has touched our conscience from guilt and condemnation. The blood has taken care of sickness and disease. The blood has put the devil where he belongs. So we are men of like precious faith. We believe in the blood. We believe in the covenant. We believe in what God has done. Because of the blood of his son. The blood has become our sure sign that everything God can ever promise a man, he has fulfilled it in the blood of his son. So sickness can leave your body. Diseases can leave your body. Mental weakness can go. Every form of fatigue can go. Every temptation that looks impossible, a way of escape is charted by the power of the blood. By the power of the blood, the dead can come back to life. The sick can be healed. Because he conquered death. He rose up victoriously. You know, death is the greatest problem of mankind. But the Bible says in his death, he defeated death. He conquered death. He rose up victoriously. And he called us to partake of all that the covenant has. He took care of poverty. He defeated principalities and power. He made an open show of them. He triumphed over them by the cross. When we talk about the cross, we are not just talking about a wooden bar where he died. Everything about the cross points to the blood. Because if the blood was not shed on the cross, it doesn't make anything. So when we talk about the cross, we are talking about the efficacy of the blood and how we must put our faith in the blood covenant and all that the blood can achieve or can perform in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe in life. The blood has made us life-giving spirit. The blood has given us the ability to call those things that be not as though they were. We have become partakers of this divine nature. We have become partakers of this realm of possibilities. We have entered into the place of possibility. Everything that was possible by the blood is possible to us. Because our ability, our empowerment, all that we will ever become is because of the blood. The blood. How we need a thorough understanding of what the blood has done. The blood has a voice. The Bible says this blood speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. We put our faith in the promises of God. All the promises of God was ratified by the blood. So that we can rise. The blood has given us access to his divine power. Access to his divine nature. Access to his divine ability. We are greater than Hercules. We have become the new Superman. Because of the power of the blood. Oh Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. It is time for us to believe that everything the word of God says is possible because of the blood of Jesus. For they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. They loved not their life even unto death. That means death was nothing. You know, men are afraid of death. It's only a man that has conquered death that is not afraid of death. If you see a man being afraid of death, he has not conquered death. But the Bible says it's because of the blood. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. The power to overcome is in the blood. It doesn't matter the situation. The power in the blood can give you an advantage. You can overcome all situations by your faith in what the blood has achieved. By your faith in what the blood has brought us into. Hallelujah. You know, we're praying in the office with pastors. And the Lord was speaking to us. How that it's time for us to believe him and release our faith. For the raising of the dead. Because we will need this for the advancement of the kingdom. It is time for us to lay hold of the promises of God. So that we can become partakers of his divine nature. Don't use your mindset to choose an aspect of the word of God to believe. Because you think this is easy, I can believe it, this one is hard. In Matthew chapter 10, the Bible says, and Jesus called his disciples together and gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and disease. And he said to them from verse 6, he said, go to the lordship of the house of Israel. As you go, preach the kingdom, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. But in our own mindset, when we come to that part, we cycle raising the dead and we jump it. We say, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. We say, it's possible, cleanse the lepers. And then we jump raising the dead and we land at cast out devils. So you believe to cast out devils. You believe to heal the sick. When it comes to cleansing the lepers, you say, okay, let's try. Let's just try if it works. And then when it comes to raising the dead, you say, no, this is a no-go area. But you see the power of the blood. He gave this promise even before he died. His disciples acted his word. Peter rose, he prayed, and Dorcas came back. The disciples said, no, we're not going to take no for an answer. He said, see Dorcas, see the purple garments you made. See all the things you made. How are we going to allow these precious things go? So God is doing something in our mind by the word. The days to come, you will need to step into place with the power of God to raise the dead. You will raise machines that are dead. You will touch things that are not functioning and they will function. Things that people say, oh, this machine is dead, it cannot work again. You can touch it and all the systems will come alive. Because it's the realm of the creative power of God. So as we prepare to pray, let your mind be open. It doesn't matter what looks dead. Even if your parents have been divorced for 20 years. The Bible says when God told Abraham, he will become the father of many nations. Abraham believed even God who quickens the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. He believed God who quickens the dead. How? By calling those things. That's how God quickens the dead. He calls the things that be not as though they were. So God wants our precious faith to be exercised. Look at your life. Look at your family. What seems dead at the moment? It may be your business. It may be your parents' marriage. It may be a situation around your life that look irreversible. With God, there is no impossibility. There is nothing like an impossible or an irreversible situation. Why? Because of the blood. The blood has qualified us to be partakers of his divine nature. This is part of the inheritance that we have in the light. And how does God call the things that be not as though they were? It's by his word. The Bible says the first Adam was a living soul. It says the last Adam is a life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45. So we have become life-giving spirits. We can call the dead back to life. Everything that is around you that looks like is dying, you can speak life into it. Why? You are not a living soul. The natural man is a living soul. You see, there must be an upgrade in our mindset, in our thinking. That's why we need to renew our mind by the word. When your mind is renewed, you experience an upgrade in your thinking. Your ability to believe some things as possible comes because your mind is renewed. Your way of thinking. So we have become life-giving spirit. So we can speak life to things. You can speak life to your body. You can speak life to your finances. You can speak life to your family. You can call that gate that has been shut to be open. I said the greatest fear of man is death. If death has been conquered by the death of Jesus Christ, then all things are possible. All things are yours. All things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible. All, not some. All. Both visible and invisible. All. Both tangible and intangible. All. Things are possible. How do we come into this exercise? How do we come into the realm where we can do these things? The Bible says, because of the precious promises that has been given to us. We exercise our faith in these promises, and God calls our faith precious, and therefore grace can be supplied. Therefore, we can now become partakers of his divine nature. The new creation in Christ Jesus, he reigns and rules by his words. God created by his word. That's why I say he has exalted his word above his name. So everything God speaks, his integrity is tied to it. Waiting for men who will believe him. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, everyone who eats his flesh and drink of his blood has come to partake of that life. He looked at Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible says, he that was dead, come back to life. See, if there's anything you need to leave this service with, it's a mentality. It's a new mindset. It's an upgrade. A shift in your mindset. It's an enlarging of the bandwidth of your mind. That you begin to create room for new levels of possibilities in your mind. Whatever does not exist in your mind cannot become an experience in your life. Whatever you have not believed in your mind, whatever you have not tamed as possible in your mind, you will not experience it. So you believe, I can lay hands on fever, it will be healed. But it comes to cancer, your mind is still. What you need to do is to go back to the word. Let there be a washing. Let the word begin to reset your mindset. Let there be a reset. So that we hold the word of God as supreme. So that we step into a new level of the workings of miracles. So that we can live like the saints of old and even beyond. At the days of people like St. Patrick, he will enter Ireland, he banished serpents from the island. He went to Ireland to preach the gospel, and he heard that the son of the king had died and was buried for 6 months. That was his only son, the apparent heir to the throne. The king had not finished mourning, he had not recovered when this man came to preach the gospel. And he asked for the grief of the son. And he spoke words as a life-giving spirit. And he asked that they should dig it. It's something that is captured in history. that somebody who was dead for 6 months came out of the grave. It's an upgrade. It's not a different Jesus that is inside of him. The difference is in the mind. The same Jesus is in our spirit. But what defines his outbreak, his expression, is in the mind. Our mind can either shut the spirit of God inside of us, or our mind can give room for the spirit to break out. In his mind, he has come to a point of assurance that this is possible. The dead can come out of the grave after 6 months. If that can happen, is there anything? Is it cancer? Is it the cripple? Is it the blind? I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen cripples walk. I've seen deaf ears open. I've seen the dumb speak. I've seen cancer heal. I've seen HIV heal. But I've not seen the dead raise. But the Lord challenged me today. And the Lord challenged every one of us. If the same spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwell in us. So the spirit of resurrection is inside of us. The spirit of resurrection is inside of us. That means nothing is allowed to die around us. It's a mind shift God is giving us. The spirit of resurrection is inside of me. If I had not believed before, I believe it now. The spirit of resurrection is inside of me. So nothing can die around me. I'm a life-giving spirit. I am plugged to the spirit of resurrection. Oh, la pateke baraka. Lika parido boko siza. Ila koto palaka. The Bible said creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We are partakers of his divine nature. Death has no place in us. Sickness has no place in us. Poverty is part of the corruption. Poverty came from corruption. Failure came from corruption. Kela barakate liagabadaska. In 2 minutes, can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Can you say the spirit of resurrection is inside of me? Romans chapter 1 verse 4. Paul was talking about the gospel of God that was committed to him. He said Jesus Christ was declared to be the Son of God with power by the spirit of holiness. By the resurrection from the dead. Sonship is by power. Sonship is by the spirit of resurrection. Can you say, I am the Son of God with power by the spirit of resurrection? Ladege barakata. Alia kobeliga balada. Irado kobila katatia. I speak to my mind. Hear the word of the Lord. I speak to my body. Hear the word of the Lord. I speak to my city. Hear the word of the Lord. I speak to my family. Hear the word of the Lord. The spirit of resurrection is in me. The spirit of life and immortality is in this place. He's amongst us. He's working in us. He's flowing in our veins. Life is flowing in our veins. Life is flowing in us. Go ahead and speak over your life. Speak over your family. Speak over this church. Speak over every situation around you. The spirit of resurrection has started a way of escape. There is a way of escape by the spirit of life, by the spirit of resurrection. Lade kabariko balakea. Look at that situation. Eyeball to eyeball and speak to it. Speak to that mountain. I said be removed in the name of Jesus. Speak to that situation. I said be changed.
comfort your desire, comfort your expectation. For we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that our optical eyes can see, yea, they are temporal. Look at that business of yours and speak life to it. Look at your academics and speak life. Look at that situation and invoke life. Invoke life. La patekeba. Ragedegeliga balaka. Iabalagade. The blood has made a way of escape. The blood has made a way of escape. The blood has made a way of escape. We are escaping out of every trace of corruption. We are escaping from corruption. La de copalate. His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, we are called to be partakers of glory. We are called to share in the glory. We are called to share in the power of the age to come. We are sharers. We are participants. We are sharers and participants in the powers of the age to come. La caperotoko ikabilagada. Yes. Let there be a mindset. Let there be an upgrade in our mindsets. La capato ikapa lagida balako. All things are possible because of the blood. Because of the blood. Because of the blood. Because of the blood. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Through Christ Jesus who loved us. For what shall separate us from the love of God? Not death. Not peril. Not sword. No famine, for in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through Christ Jesus, who loves us. Ayebaraga babalatwa, akebilakwa, yakaba, irodo, apregediyaka, iragadiya balatwa. Iladwa des, ayegododo, God is upgrading our faith. God is upgrading us. There is an inner working of the Spirit upon our hearts. There is an inner working. There is an upgrading. There is a refining. Your precious faith will glow. Your faith will glow. Your faith will shine. Your faith overcomes. Your faith overcomes. Your faith overcomes. Whatever is born of God overcomes the war, and this is a victory that overcomes the war. Even our faith is a victory. Our faith is a victory. Palakombika, Pariako, Ayekombi Lagadas, Ilagada Baliga Balagadas, Via Balagayo. Your faith is making room for you. Your faith is creating new levels of possibilities. Your most precious faith. Your most precious faith. Your faith is precious in the eyes of God. Your faith is precious in the eyes of God. God is not rejecting your faith. Your faith is precious. Your faith is honored. Miracles, miracles, miracles. La baya koto balaga. Lift up your hands, everyone. Kila baragadas. Your faith is creating. Let your faith be set on your expectation. Because of the blood covenant, because of God's precious Son, my faith is producing. Therefore, we call forth the dead back to life. Every dead situation. resurrection. We proclaim life, life, life by the spirit of resurrection that is at work in us. We call dead bodies back to life. We call dead organs to be healed. We revive dead organs. We revive dead businesses. We revive dead relationships. We revive dead marriages. In the name of Jesus. We resurrect dead financial conditions. Flourish and blossom. We invoke life. Life everywhere. Life around us. We are carriers of life. We are dispensers of life. Because the spirit of resurrection lives in us. Lives in us. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Sakabarakotos. Ligedegeligalagadas. Because of our time, we're just going to the communion. If there's anything dead around you, speak life. I want you to believe God. This is resurrection morning. This is resurrection morning. This is resurrection morning. Can you scream that out? I said, this is resurrection morning. I believe the word of God. I believe what God says. I believe the integrity of God. God is not a man that he should lie. He is not the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Shall he not make it come to pass? Has he declared it? Shall he not make it true? Lagabarigo bodos. God is working in people's bodies. God is working in people's hearts. God is digging something in your hearts. There is a quantum leap in your mindset. There is an upgrade. When you leave this place, you will think possibilities. You will think possibilities. You will say, oh, things are possible. We will live here believing God. That is a God that quickens the dead. That calleth those things that be not as though they were. So when you leave here, something has happened to your mind. When you go home and you see situations unfolding, you say no. You will not join people to cry. You say no. The resurrection and the life lives in me. Lives in me. You will put yourself by the corner and speak in tongues for 5 minutes. And say, I stir up the river. I stir up the river of life. Ezekiel 47 say, everywhere this river goes, everything that is here, everything that lives will come alive. He said the river will bring healing. He said by the banks of the river is the tree of life. And the leaves of the tree is for the healing of the nations. It's for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22 and verse 4. He said because this river of life flow, because the leaves will bring healing. He said there shall be no more curse. Because the throne of God and of the Lamb is there. There shall be no more curse. It means the authority and the dominion of Christ will be finding expression through men. Jesus. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. The curse of sickness is broken. The curse of poverty is broken. The curse of limitation is broken. Every result and effect of the curse and the fall is broken this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you. Believe the Lord this morning for the workings of miracles. The workings of miracles by the hearing of faith. By your precious faith. He that ministers the Spirit to you. He that ministers the Spirit. And worketh miracles among you. Doeth he them by the works of the law or by the hearings of faith. So there's a working of miracles as we partake of the communion. Right. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the call to your royal table to partake of your life. For you say that eateth your flesh and drinketh your blood have life in him. We thank you. We partake of your life.
our strength is being renewed. Our minds have been renewed. Our bodies have been renewed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. And in the same night where the Lord was being betrayed, he took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body that is given to you." And he took the cup in the same day and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood that is shed for the remission of sins. For he that eats my flesh and drinketh my blood shall never die. For as the Father has life himself, so he has given to the Son to have life in him. So that anyone that partake of the life of the Son becomes a life-giving spirit." Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this morning. Lord, we speak right now. We decree that the power of your holiness is released. That this is a token of the body and the blood of Christ. And our faith are released on your finished work. And Lord, as we partake of this, let there be the supply of divine life. Let our minds be quickened. Let our understanding be open. The Bible says, he broke bread and gave them. Their understanding were open and they knew him. Let there be an unveiling. Let veils be removed from the minds of your people. Let the spirit of wisdom and revelation be activated. Let the spirit of counsel and might be activated. Let the spirit of revelation be activated. Lord, we decree by the spirit of faith, we decree the workings of miracles. Let it be released in the cup of the blood of Jesus, in the bread of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. As everyone partake of this, let there be a shift. Let our spiritual DNA be affected. Let our biological DNA be affected. Let there be a shift. Let there be infusion of your miracle working power. Let every kind of disease be flushed out. Let infirmities be healed. Let minds be renewed. Let there be impartation of your miracle working power. Let there be diverse miracles. Diverse miracles. By this communion, step up to the divine. Let death be canceled. Let death be canceled. Let death be canceled. Let every covenant with the grave be broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let infirmities be healed. Let the spirit of wisdom of prosperity be activated. We decree the covering of the blood over you. Over this house. Over everyone that connects to us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We'll give you glory and praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless.
For your blood, you crushed principalities, Jesus, Jesus. By your name, you established authority, Jesus. The righteous, by your blood,
you cross principality.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus,
you are Jesus,
Jesus,
and by
your name,
you establish the authority.
Authority,
you are Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus,
you have conquered all.
Jesus,
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 Father, we thank you. We thank you for the release of your resurrection power. We thank you for resurrecting lives. We thank you for resurrecting situations. We thank you for resurrecting circumstances. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is healing infection in people's bodies. I'm seeing three people. The Lord is cleansing your bodies, cleansing your bloodstream in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm seeing the Lord healing eyes, healing people's eyes in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the power of the blood, I decree your eyes are healed. You came in with any eye defect, be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hepatitis B has just been healed. You are healed. The report of science has changed. Your blood is healed in the name of Jesus. Ulcer is healed right now. Ulcer is healed right now. I see someone who came with menstrual pain. You woke up this morning, you couldn't come down from your bed because of the pain. Be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. And whatever you came in today believing the Lord for, receive. 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 Receive a miracle. Receive a miracle. Receive healing miracles. Receive financial miracles. Receive resurrection miracles. Receive diverse workings of miracles in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive open doors. Closed doors are open. Receive the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. May the sure message of David be invoked upon your life. Experience the mercy of God in this new month. Experience mercy. Experience mercy in your family. Many of you will testify of the mercy of God. How the mighty hand of God overturns, you will see it. Your testimony will be mercy. Thank you, Father. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, can we celebrate?
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.